going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's a Celtics Wednesday, which means it's time for Pure Hoops. Pure Playoff Hoops, as Billy has labeled it, at Jones and Keefe. Justin Turpin, Turp, from WEEI, joining us here in studio as he does every Wednesday at high noon. What's up, Turp?
What's up? Big game two tonight.
Woo! Big game two tonight.
Biggest game of the year.
Huge.
You'll be in the building.
I will.
Will Jason Tatum be playing tonight?
I don't think so. I think it's telling that he was ruled doubtful as opposed to questionable. And, I mean, I guess it's nothing really to be concerned about. I mean, we saw, like, the Vegas line kind of tells the story. They moved from 12-point favorites to 10-point favorites. This is a team they can beat without, and we were talking about it last week, like, they could probably beat this team without two starters. Now they're getting put to the test here, but I just don't see the point in pushing them at this point. It's the first round of the playoffs. Like, I just don't understand the appeal to push them. Like, let them rest up, and if it's a minor thing, just, you know, get them ready.
What do you think the fallout's going to be with Joe Mazzulla yelling at him to get up and then him, you know, being hurt, maybe even missing a game, maybe missing more than one game? But we were talking about it a lot yesterday. How many coaches do you see, especially in the NBA, yelling at their star player to get up?
None. Right. And that's what makes Joe Mazzulla so special to that group. Like, Al Horford was talking about it yesterday at practice. They completely identify with him. They completely embrace his personality. So that stuff, it's viewed differently to the outside, like to people, like fans and other people around to just kind of catch it. But that's not something that bothers them.
Well, but the outside stuff bothers Tatum. He said it. I mean, he said that in a bunch of different interviews, that he pays attention to what's said about. And this, between his mommy being outside the locker room and this, it's all kind of snowballed into something different. So even if he doesn't have a problem with Mazzulla per se, I would imagine, because he said in the past, he pays attention to social media and he takes those criticisms to heart, I'd imagine he has an issue with the perception of him being soft.
For sure.
And that Mazzulla video doesn't help. So whether he has a direct problem with Joe, I bet he has a problem with what's happened with that video.
I mean, regardless of what happened, he was going to be hearing that anyway. He was going to be hearing that he's soft because he was down. And part of me thinks it was him selling the flagrant as well. I think if he popped right back up and went to the free throw line, I'm not sure if he gets a flagrant foul there, right? If he just pops up, they don't review it, and they just carry on. I think part of it was selling that, and he was also, he's dealing with something. He was injured on the play. He did stick around after and actually scored, I think, 9 points. It was, had 3 rebounds. It was actually better after the injury than he was during the game before. I mean,
he was fine, yeah.
Yeah, he was fine, so. I mean, again, it's just, I don't see the point of pushing them at this point. It's a team that you can beat without them. They understand that there's a long ways between now and June 5th, and that's what they're focused on.
But if he's not hurt, right? Like, if he's, why would you hold him back? I mean, is he cleared or is he not? Can he go? Can he not? It's a bone bruise. It's a pain tolerance thing, according to Shams. So, I don't know. I mean, if he can go, why wouldn't he just go?
I think Keith mentioned it earlier, like, is it something you really want to waste? Like, if he has to do shots or something, is that something you really want to do in the first round against Orlando? Maybe this is a persistent thing. Like, you don't know if it's something that will pop up back down the line, or would you rather do it in game 2 against Orlando or a closeout game against New York or Cleveland. I think they need him in New York. I'm assuming it's going to be New York. I think they beat Detroit, though. That's going to be a good series. But you're going to need him more then than you are going to need him now against Orlando. And I'm not saying that you can mess around during a playoff series. Like, let's make that clear. Of course, you want your best player out there, especially when your second best player is dealing with the pain management thing of his own. So it's far from ideal, but I think they understand that they can still handle business. I mean, look, he wasn't even great in game one.
No, it was
and
not.
The guards torched him, and they had an unbelievable game from their two guys in Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner, and they still lost by what, 17?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you're looking at that, it's like playing the long-term game here. We're 5 weeks from the NBA Finals. That's what we're playing for.
What do you make of Horford's comments about KCP going after Tatum a few times, kind of basically saying, you know, he's doing some dirty stuff crossing the line? Because I don't know. I didn't really see it that way.
Did you guys see the leaked video? Like, I shouldn't say leaked. It was like a video on Twitter. There was like some audio. People enhanced it, and Horford was yelling at him, like, that's three times. That's three times. He was yelling at KCP about it. They seem pretty torn. Jrue Holiday was asked about it after the game on Sunday, and he didn't think it was anything more than just physical playoff basketball. I think it was reckless. I don't think it was anything like intentional. You know what I mean? I think it was just a reckless play, and unfortunately it results in a wrist injury for Tatum. But I don't know. It is playoff basketball, and they also have that mentality. That's the way they play. They're a physical basketball
team. I feel
like
that's their only chance. I don't think they have a chance, but like their only chance. And I can understand, you know, Horford defending his guys and stuff, but it felt like it was crossing over to like, I don't view him as like a dirty player, and like you got to be physical with Tatum.
KCP, you mean?
Yeah, I don't think he is.
Me neither.
I also think Al Horford sees his guy on the ground twice.
Sure.
Because that was two times that Tatum was knocked down from KCP. I think he sees it. And Al Horford, again, they talk about him all the time as this leader in the clubhouse. That like that's their guy. That's their emotional leader. And when he sees their best player on the ground, he comes running over and he's going to say something. I don't think that's anything like out of character.
Do you think, you think other teams take note of the Magic being physical with the Celtics in one game? I've said this consistently. Orlando is not talented enough to take advantage of the Celtics, even without Tatum tonight. Like, I think they'll win without Tatum. So the Magic are not the team to take advantage of it, but is it possible a team like New York, Detroit, Cleveland, OKC, maybe even the Lakers, they take note and they say, oh, the Celtics play way too comfortable. Night in and night out, they're way too comfortable. This is a way to make them uncomfortable. It was only one game, but is there a possible thing to glean from this if you're a future opponent, a blueprint, if you will, on how to play the Celtics going forward?
I mean, physicality is how you win in the NBA playoffs. Like, I don't think that's independent to the Celtics. Like, that's how you win. You have to up the physicality. You listen to any player or coach talk about NBA playoff basketball, the first thing they bring up is physicality. That's the biggest change in the game from the regular season to the postseason. So I don't think that's necessarily independent of the Celtics. And in the past, they have struggled against these physical teams, these more, like, look at Orlando, for example. Like, this has been their DNA for a couple seasons now, and they were 4-6 against Orlando entering the playoffs this year in the regular season over the last 3 years. And that's because they're physical, they play hard, and they have a lot of length. And in the past, those teams have given the Celtics issues. I just don't see it with this iteration of the Celtics because they can match that physicality. And I think Jrue Holiday does a great job in setting that tone. Jaylen Brown has come out more and done that. Kristaps Porzingis can do it. They can all do it. And also, they can hurt you in so many different ways. Like, look at game one, for example. You had Jrue Holiday, Peyton Pritchard, and Derek White. You had your guards doing it, and this was a series that was supposed to be all about the wings, right? It was supposed to be Banchero and Wagner versus Tatum and Brown, and Tatum and Brown, and Porzingis for that matter as well, struggle efficiency-wise, and the guards pick them up. So the Celtics just have so many different ways to hurt you now, and I think they all do a good job of responding to physicality because they've been there, they've done that, and they understand that's what it takes to win.
Now, we all picked the Celtics either in 4 or 5 on the show in the series. The Magic did beat the Celtics twice in the regular season. One game, they didn't play any of their guys, meaning the Celtics. But the two losses, both, there was no Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
That was like sort of the one theme. So without Tatum, what changes for the Celtics? Like, what do you think the starting lineup looks like? Who is going to have to be the guy there? Because maybe Orlando says, hey, guys, we've actually beaten this version of the Celtics before. Maybe it gives them a little bit of confidence.
Yeah, Al Horford's going to slide in to the starting lineup, and they're going to start double big, which honestly could be a good thing for the Celtics. They've fared really well against double big. Obviously, it's not good that they don't need Jason Tatum.
Headline, Celtics don't need Tatum.
I knew that's where this was going.
Good. Break that out.
They have fared well with the double big this year, and I think that's something that could work well against this Orlando team. So Al Horford's going to slide in there, and the good thing is it's like you have Al Horford sliding in now into your starting lineup off the bench. Like, what a luxury that is. Like, they're just so talented. And this Orlando team, we were just, like, outside of Franz and Paolo, there's nothing there. So the Celtics should be able to take care of business without Tatum. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not ideal to have your best player out during the playoffs, but if there was a series that it was acceptable, it would be this one.
Yeah, and again, I don't think they need him. I understand your point, Keith, that the Magic won some of these games without Tatum in the regular season. Different element in the postseason. Maybe I'll be wrong about that. I don't think they need him, and I still wonder if he's going to go tonight, but Terp doubts that. It's Justin Turpin, WEEI. You can check out all his work, WEEI.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin M. Turpin.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Taking a step back and looking at the rest of playoff basketball as much as you can, Terp, I know you're at game one anyways. Has anything else jumped out to you about any potential future opponents for the Celtics in a good or bad way?
Those Pacers. The Pacers have been really good. Milwaukee hasn't stood a chance. I mean, it's been all Giannis, and he hasn't had any help. Granted, I know Damian Lillard missed game one, but there's been nothing there outside of Giannis. And I think people were forgetting about the Pacers a little bit. Like, that was a team that was in the Eastern Conference Finals last year and gave the Celtics a run for their money. I know they swept them, but
it was
Joe Mazzulla.
It was a close sweep.
Mazzulla's on record saying that was the hardest series they played.
It was.
Like, that was the
Andrew Nimhard.
It's a real thing. Playoff Nimhard's a real thing. Like, that guy's the real deal.
But think the Pacers could knock off the Cavs?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's been pretty clear since November or December that it was going to be Boston and Cleveland mm-hmm. in the Eastern Conference Finals. But, I mean, the Pacers can make it a little bit more difficult than people may have thought. I think Cleveland would have steamrolled Milwaukee, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I think Indiana deserves a little bit more respect than maybe they would have received going into the playoffs.
Also, pretty good bad blood there. Like, I'm always looking for rivalries. Always looking for something. It seems like Bucks Pacers don't like each other, so that's fun.
Well, Halliburton and Lillard were kind of going
great.
At each
that's
other,
what,
right?
That's what we need.
Did you see that whole thing with Lillard in game one when he wasn't even playing?
Yes, that's what I meant. That's what
and, like, Pascal Siakam was over there and was like, get out of here. Like, so that's great. We need more of that. It'll never, you know, go all the way back to where it was, where, you know, guys are, like, punching each other and stuff, but if you can have at least some bad blood in these series, that's good. I don't know. Maybe Horford and KCP are trying to get it going in this one, but you also need the teams to be a little bit more even to really have it.
I'm excited to see how they respond to that tonight. I mean, you know he's going to hear it during the player introductions when he's introduced. And I think Al Horford especially was – you don't really see him that angry like that when he's – you can't really, like, hear it in his voice because he's still a reserved guy, but you don't see Al Horford that annoyed with players like that.
Well, Horford's used to getting away with the cheap stuff, and so he's annoyed when somebody else is getting away. He's supposed to be the one who's getting away with all of that cheap stuff. I just think when it comes down to Tatum and the discussion about Tatum, do you think he's soft?
I don't. I mean, he's better.
Do you think players are soft? Like, are there some players you look at and you go, that guy's soft, like, regardless of who that is?
I mean, the league had to institute a rule to incentivize players to be on the court.
So why is Tatum not in that group?
I mean, he's been with the Celtics now since, what, 2017-2018 season. They've played 114 games, or playoff games, over that stretch. He hasn't missed a single one.
Right. So, I mean, but he hasn't been hurt. So, I mean, to me, that would be...
He's played through wrist stuff before. He's played through different ailments.
So he was hurt in the Miami series,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, he's banged up.
Yeah, I mean... Took a hard fall there, Jones.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so I guess this would be my point, and the Twitch chat brought this up earlier. There is a difference between being soft and being injury prone, right?
Yeah.
And so he does play. Keith made this point earlier. Jaylen Brown, I think, is tougher than Tatum. Jaylen Brown misses games. So, to me, those are two different things. I think when you think about Tatum and his toughness, I would juxtapose it with Jaylen. I think that's why some fans more with him
than
Tatum.
Does this also go back to how he carries himself, though?
It's 100% that. I think it is how they carry themselves. Because when you're talking about games played advantage Tatum, minutes is about a wash, right? So, like, in the games, I'm sure they're getting knocked down and they're getting hurt or whatever. They play. Like, you can rely on them. In fact, Tatum played more minutes than Brown did even in the playoffs last year, even though Brown was the Finals MVP and the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Tatum plays. But, yeah, there's just a lot of guys in the NBA that have that thing where either it's ingrained in them to sell fouls or to sell flagrants or whatever. Like, I mean,
it's
draw a charge. It is. It's like, unfortunately, it is. Like, you watch soccer. Like, if you watch international soccer, yeah, the best of the best, you're like, why is that guy down?
Jokic did it.
He's going to keep playing. Why is he laying around like he's dead?
The guy's, like, 7 feet tall. Yeah. I forget who it was. It was a smaller guard that, like, leaned into him, and Jokic flew back 4 feet. Like, that's just, unfortunately, yeah, no, part of the game now.
Your guy's GOAT, LeBron, flopping around.
Jalen Brunson's a perfect example.
Again, LeBron takes forever to get up. Celtics fans are like, get up! They're all yelling at him like Missoula.
They're all Missoula, yeah.
Tatum's down. They're like, oh, he's really hurt. And he wasn't milking the injury. He was really hurt.
Yeah.
I believe you did not see the latest Celtics City?
I haven't yet. I've been so caught up in the playoffs.
Now, I would tell you, though, this is a good one for Terp, because how old were you in 08?
One.
Seven?
Negative three.
Seven?
You're seven. Okay, so there's a ton of good stuff in this episode.
This is another good one.
And again, I think outside of the slow start, the first two or three, the 60s and 70s to me, it was too slow moving. But this focuses mainly on 08. It's the aftermath of Paul Pierce getting stabbed at the Buzz nightclub. You know, it's all the way through the championship in 2008. It's the trade for Garnett and Allen and that whole back and forth. There's a ton of interesting stuff in here from Pierce talking about, I was addicted to NyQuil because I couldn't sleep.
Terrified.
After I got stabbed, which you can understand. I didn't know that. I mean, Pierce revealed at one point, Patino was like, do you want to get traded? I'll trade you.
Patino, that would have been a great lasting thing for Patino.
Imagine traded Billups and Pierce.
Like, honestly,
and
on the
Joe
one
Johnson.
And Joe Johnson. Johnson.
Like, it's sort of like, it's kind of like a good human thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, if Pierce is scared to be here and he's offering him, like, olive branch.
Pierce,
like,
framed it that way. Pierce is like, he had my back. Yeah. He had my back. But it's like, wow, so Patino wanted to trade Paul Pierce too?
Yeah. A slime ball, by the way, when he, like, quits on the team and then he's like, I'll hold a press conference. And Jackie McMullen's like, still waiting on that press conference. I'm surprised Patino.
I didn't know he blew off the. He just resigned by fax and bailed. I didn't know that.
Sent the fax, took off.
I was too young. I wasn't seven, but I was too young.
But that was wild that he agreed to be a part of the documentary. Like, because Bill Simmons went on.
Of course, it was a chance to make it about him. Of course he would.
Yeah, but it went really poorly. Like, really poorly.
He doesn't care. Any attention's good attention
See,
for him.
That is his mindset. But, like, Bill Simmons was asked by Jimmy Kimmel, like, was there anybody that you wanted for the documentary that you didn't get? And he's like, yeah, like, nobody wanted to be the villain. So, like, Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, Charles Barkley, like, they reached out to those guys that played against the Celtics and lost.
Well, Isaiah Thomas said no specifically because of how he was portrayed in The Last Dance.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't want to have that again.
Well, I mean, when you're an a-hole and you get portrayed as an a-hole, that's nobody's fault but your own.
But this one would have been worse because they would have had the whole press conference with Bird. Oh, that would have been a weird thing.
That's disappointing that Barkley wouldn't do it.
It is, but it's funny, though, that, like Rick Pitino's like, yeah, I'll do it. Like, you're like, you're not going to come across crazy. Like, I don't care.
Like,
I'm in it.
Barkley is, like, thick-skinned, I thought, and, like, is not afraid to take shots at it. He won't be a part of this. Like,
Barkley's also been really complimentary in the past of Kevin McHale. He said he's the most difficult cover. He was like, the guy had 1,000 moves. Every move was different down there. He's like, he was the most difficult player he ever guarded was Kevin McHale. So that would have been cool to have in it. But no, I thought they did a good job. And much like I mentioned how two episodes ago they shone some light on those weird D. Brown teams where they didn't really have a whole lot going, but as a kid, I was, like, obsessed with
them. He wasn't part of it anyway, if you ask Rick Pitino.
No, right. He wasn't part of our plans.
No.
They did a good job highlighting just how fun and really important the Pierce-Antoine teams were with Jim O'Brien for 2 years that for a lot of us, we were like, I don't remember Bird. I was too young for Bird, but that was amazing. They had an Eastern Conference Finals run. We were excited about that team.
Let me tell you, Turp, when you watch the episode, Wick, not a good episode for Wick. Wick is up there taking credit for the Garnett trade.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the one who pushed it over. Me and Glenn Taylor pushed it over the finish line, which, come on.
Yeah, I think Ainge and McHale may have had something to do with
it. And he's still acting like he's the owner of the team, which we all know in retrospect. I'm sure this was filmed before the sale. Maybe he had an inkling of a sale coming or not, but he is up there acting like he's the one calling the shots with the organization.
That was a weird connection.
Rough look for Wick.
He was like, I was looking at all my crew trophies, and I was like, I want to win trophies. And
I was like, Dad! Dad, buy me a team. I want a trophy like I got in crew.
I was like, I rode crew. I'm like, you lost me there.
You bought me a college education, and I got a trophy in crew. It was super good. Buy me a team, Dad.
That was really strange.
So weird.
I do know the filming did happen before they won the championship, and obviously the sale went up after. So he probably did have an inkling. Like, that's not a decision that's made in 2 weeks between when they win the finals.
He had no say whatsoever. It doesn't matter if he had an inkling or not. Wasn't up to him.
No, but he may have known, but he was still just,
Can I ask you one thing while we're talking owner? Chisholm's been at all these games, right?
Yes.
Do they show him? Do they make any point of showing him in the arena?
We see him sometimes just the on the in arena. Sorry. Yeah, I was saying on TV every once in a while when they pan over, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's...
Oh, you'll like see him in the background, but they don't make a point of highlighting him at these games, right?
Not that I've seen. They haven't shown him up on the video board yet.
What's up with that?
Waiting for it to go official. I mean, he's sitting right next to Wick, so
is there an indication that...
Maybe Wick and Steve are like, don't?
Right, it could be that.
Yeah.
Is there any indication? Again, it's not finalized. Like, could it fall?
Tariffs? You want to talk about tariffs?
Could it fall through?
I mean, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. There's still a lot that needs to go right between when this is finalized and, how he actually gets the keys to the franchise.
I find it to be interesting. He's out of all the
Pags
games.
Can still...
sitting right next to Wick. And Pags right there.
Not awkward at all, I'm sure.
Yeah, that is a weird setup, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really strange.
All right, Terp. Pure hoops with Terp. Pure playoff hoops with Terp now. As we get into the April month here of the playoff basketball. So Terp, good stuff. Check him out at Justin M. Turpin on Twitter and all his work. WEEI, you want his pregame stuff, postgame stuff, all the Celtics coverage, best place to get it. Terp, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. See you guys.
All right. That is Pure Hoops with Terp. Let's get back into the Bruins press conference earlier today. We have more prickliness, this time from Cam Neely. We played you some of Don Sweeney earlier. We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Lane.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.